Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews, and TAB markets.
Yes, Racing HQ on a Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. I'm Jason Whittam filling in for Andrew Bensley. Great to have you with us this morning as we look forward to a good day today at Randwick. I might run you through a few scratchings in just a moment as well. There's a few to get through, but in the meantime, before that, I would say a very good morning to Paul Joyce. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Jason. It's lovely to be here today, sort of filling in for the big boys as they're all traipsing around the world somewhere warmer than where we are this morning. Look, the weather's going to be terrific today at Randwick. We've got a good card. We could even be on close to a good track. I think we'll get that, get those conditions later, but we're definitely getting closer to getting into a good range at Randwick, which is great. And we've got plenty of good interviews coming up in the next hour. And then, of course, between 8 and 9, we'll run through my tips as well as Mike Fraser's, and we'll give my quaddie selection. So on a little bit earlier, the usual 10 to 10.30 shift that I take has been bumped forward a bit to assist with all these holiday makers.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting a bit sick of seeing Munsey on Twitter and all of these...
Well, look, the last photo, at least he had his shirt on, which is a massive improvement. I think the shirt's off. I think we've all seen enough of those for a while.
Yeah.
But no, it's all good.
Exactly. Best of luck to him. All right, 9 race card there today. Have you got a few specials today, Tim?
Look, I've got one very good special. It's well found. It's been firming all the time, actually, since markets have gone up. We'll cover that shortly. But overall, look, fairly small field sizes except for the last. But in saying that, I still think the quaddies and big sixes will pay a bit because, as we've seen the last few weeks, there's been a couple of upsets every Saturday, so I expect a few more again this week.
And good to see us back on a firmish track there today. Soft 5 might even get a good 4.
That's exactly right. That's what we're hoping for. We haven't seen one for a long time at Randwick, but there hasn't been much rain around, and we'll get the track conditions off whoever's in charge today at some stage. But I think that's what they're tipping, sort of soft 5, perhaps getting into a good 4.
Yeah, we had a chat to Nevesh a little bit earlier on. Rail out 10 metres, though, today. How do you think that'll play?
Yeah, look, field size is small, so it probably won't have too much of an impact. You've always got to watch around. We can see the first race or two just in case because it can throw up the odd trick. But I'd assume the track race is fair. If there's going to be any sort of preference, it'll probably be an on-pace preference with the rail out 10. But again, you couldn't bank on that.
You'd think so. All right. We'll have a chat to some jocks and also some trainers this morning. We're about to have a chat to Rachel King, who'll be joining us in just a moment. Also hoping to have a chat to Maddie Dale, who, of course, has got Fell Swoop heading towards the Everest. He's got some nice chances today. Mark Connors has got that filly Jishy trial win the other day. Super too, didn't
he? Yeah, really keen to talk to Mark about that trial and what he sort of expects today. Looking forward to that one.
And Huey Bowman as well, of course, lots to chat to him about with Winks going around on Monday. Can't wait for that. You'll be out there, I suppose, with you, Paul?
Yeah, look, I might be. Otherwise, I'll be watching it from the comfort of my living room. But either way, I'll be watching the trial and getting Hugh's thoughts today. And also, of course, the Sydney Jockey Premiership, Huey Bowman and Brendan Abdallah fighting it out. So we'll get to Hugh's thoughts on most of his rides today. He seems to have a better book on paper, but it never always works out that way.
No, exactly. I think he's got 6 to Brenton's 4. There's only 3 meetings to go now.
That's
Saturday,
right.
Wednesday and Saturday again. And, of course, a nil-all draw on Wednesday. We had a bit of a stalemate, didn't we?
That's right. No, it seems to bog down towards right at the end. It happens every season when we get down to the last two. They slow up right at the death. And we'll see what happens today and obviously heading into next week.
Yeah, but Hugh heading for his 4th Sydney Jockeys title and Brenton his 1st. Bowman's $1.20 with TAB fixed odds. And Abdallah $4.60.
So. Yeah, the market seems skew-if, doesn't it? Considering they're so close, I know Brenton had the lead and Hughie's running down, but... At the end of the day, there's only 3 meetings left, and there's nothing really between them. So, you know, one winner to Brenton puts him basically back in front. So I don't think the market's spot on, but in saying that, I do think he'll win it.
Yeah, he does have some good book today too, absolutely, with some nice chances. So looking forward to that, just livening up, I suppose, the winter racing a little bit, doesn't it, the Metro Jockey Show?
Oh, it does every year, yeah. We get the, and look, to tell you the truth, we don't have a lull much anymore. We used to have the winter lull where you'd sort of look at the Saturday meetings and go, well, we've got to try and find a winner here, but we haven't had that this year at all. And all of a sudden we're around to Missile Stakes in a week or two and we're back into carnival time again. So I think the programming, whether it's the prize money or whatever it is, I think it's definitely attracted a better depth of runners right through, and I think the highways have had a lot to do with that as well because they just give that extra race every Saturday that's got form lines coming from everywhere that we'd like to have a look at, And as I said, you just don't get the lull anymore, which is great.
Yep, you're right. It has certainly been a constant on the go, hasn't it, with great racing. Rachel King is joining us now on Racing HQ. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Morning.
Good book for you today with lots of good chances. I want to have a chat to you firstly about memes in race number three. Gee, she's been a good filly to you, Rachel. You really must love her. Just tipped out last start, of course, but I think back to the 1,100 today and from a good gate looks ideal.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, she's been very good to me. She's the ultra-consistent professional filly. All she's done is keep improving. Every time we've sort of stepped her up, she stepped up to the mark. Like you said, I think the 1,100 today is going to help her. Back to that, I think she does stay 12, but it's sort of on the limit. But back to the 11 today will definitely just help her that bit more, and hopefully we can reverse the pacing from her last run.
Rachel, she's got barrier one, which is a big plus. She tends to be a runner that most people peg as leading. You've got a little bit of speed drawn outside you today over the 1,100. Do you have it down as a natural leader, or is she just as effective if she has to take a sit?
She's very amenable in that sort of way. You can kind of put her wherever you want. Like if she needs to lead, obviously from barrier one, we'll sort of just let her find her feet and get in a rhythm. But the main thing with her is just having her happy, having her comfortable. She's quite happy to sit behind a couple if they want to go fast. But, you know, if there's not much speed on, she's also very happy to lead.
And how's she feeling to you this prep? You've had plenty to do with her, obviously. You've had a lot of success on her, and she's been up for a while now. This will be her seventh run this prep. She's only a three-year-old filly. She's not the biggest filly you'll ever see, but to you, how does she feel? She's still got a bit left in the tank?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I know for a fact, you know, Jason's done a fantastic job of her, and we've just taken it start by start, and every run she just seems to keep pulling out better and better, and she's proven that, you know, she keeps coming through her runs really well, and she definitely hasn't shown any signs of coming to the end of her preparation yet. Obviously, we've sort of, you don't find out until you get to the races, but look, she's done everything right. Also, like I said before, she's done is get better, and every time we've, you know, put a question to her, she's answered it. So hopefully she can just keep doing that.
Now, race four, Rachel, a Pro Consul, a horse that really turned its form around when you got aboard their last start at Randwick, flashing home behind Salerno in that messy race. Today, a smaller field, but again, plenty of speed up front probably suits him. What do you make of his last run, and what do you look at his chances today?
Yeah, look, it was a super run last run. He was probably a bit unlucky with the loose horse sort of interfering probably the first half of the race, to be honest. I was kind of having to take avoiding action from that. And then, like you said, he flew home, you know, only just to get beaten, and it was a really big run. So hopefully, you know, back at Randwick again, and like you said, smaller field, but there'll still be plenty of speed on, which suits him. You just sort of got to let him get back and get comfortable, and then he can really hit the line really strongly.
Now, Sound Proposition, well in the market in race six for Chris Lees. Again, another horse you've had success on. Easy winner last start at Randwick over the mile. An extra 200 metres today. Most punters probably won't consider that a problem. Interested in your thoughts. And obviously, today a slightly tricky draw, at least on the speed map.
Yeah, look, last start he was actually, he jumped very quickly and put himself right there. So I'm not too worried about the draw. I think he'll be able to get over and get across quite quickly. And then, look, you can sort of ride him from there, like, obviously up 200 metres. I don't think that's going to be a problem. He was very strong through the line last start, and he looks like a horse that will obviously get up over a bit further. And it was a really strong win. Like, he's gone up in weight as well, but his win last time was strong enough to suggest that he can cope with all of that.
Highly geared in the seventh, the one you haven't had much to do with, a seven-year-old mare, but she's in the market again in a small field, and she's blessed with plenty of pace.
Yeah, like you said, not very big field. I haven't had much to do with the horse, but definitely in with a chance and can be very competitive in that race.
Similar story with a Choice Lager in the eighth, Rachel?
Yeah, look, I think he's obviously third up now, I think, this preparation, and I think that's going to be a big help. He hasn't actually been beaten very far in his last couple, so I think hopefully today we, you know, could see him do something.
And Olympic Academy in the last is an interesting sort of horse. He generally takes a few runs to get going. His first up run was a little bit off centre. You were on him. So what was your feel with him there? And did you think he was open to improvement? And is the second up run perhaps a bit too early to be sort of going off on him?
Yeah, look, he was first up over a mile, which was a bit of an ask, but there wasn't really much else around for him. So we sort of had to go for it. We knew he was probably going to get a bit tired, which he did, but what pleased me was how he raced early on in the race. He was enthusiastic and he really wanted to get on with the job, which is what you sort of want to see from that kind of horse. He can be a bit tricky, and look, he seemed happy to be back at the races and going around again. So that was sort of a big plus. is only 1500 today, so I hope, you know, fitness will have improved from that run, definitely. And look, I think he can run a competitive race today.
And Rachel, before we let you go, it's been a fantastic season, a leading apprentice in New South Wales with 83 wins, 22 city wins already this season with a couple of meetings to go. Is this what you imagined this season would be like, or has it exceeded your expectations?
Definitely exceeded. Look, I was, you know, I would have been happy just to be able to start riding in the city this season. I didn't really sort of envisage having, you know, riding many winners or anything. I just wanted to, you know, obviously keep improving, but it definitely exceeded all expectations and better than I could have ever imagined.
And I'm sure there'll be more opportunities for you, Rachel, in the Metropolitan grade next season.
I hope so. Thank you.
All right, good on you, Rachel. Thanks for joining us today, and best of luck. Rachel King there on Racing HQ. Good book today, and well, certainly a rider you want to just keep following.
She's just, you know, she really has come on in the last probably 3 or 4 months. I mean, it's been a good overall season for her, as those stats just said, leading New South Wales apprentice. But in particular, the last few months, when apprentices generally do get their chances in the off season, she's really taken the bull by the horns. And look, she, as a punter, you know, you see her on there. Yes, you've got a claim. Yes, you've got an apprentice. It doesn't put you off. It actually encourages you to have a bet. So look, she's going terrifically well and working hard, and she deserves all the success she's getting.
Yeah, I always like backing her in the country, and always thought she'd do well in the city, so I was really pleased to see her get some opportunities, especially in the last couple of months in the winter when some of the big jocks have been away.
They do. Horses travel for her, and it's not just the on-paces that travel for her. You know, Pro Consul the other day was a great example coming from back, and interested to see how he goes again today.
Yeah, she rates her horses really well, and she's got a big future. Rachel King with those 22 Metro wins and 83 for the season. All right, Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ on a Saturday morning. Plenty more interviews to come as well as we head on through the morning. Now, I'm just having a trying to get hold of Matty Dale, and we'll chat to Mark Connors. Hope to chat to Chris Lees as well. We mentioned Hugh Bowman, and we'll have a chat to Paul Snowden as well. They've got some good chances today as well.
Snowdens have got a heap of chances. Chris Lees has got a lot of good chances today. We also want to touch base with him about Lura Main, who's... I think due to come back in the missile, so we'll just clear that up with him, but we might be seeing Lura Main very early in the spring. So keen to get Chris's thoughts there, and obviously, as you said, he's got a stack of chances today at Randwick.
Well, let's do that right now. Chris is with us. Good morning to you, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
When will we see Lura Main?
Yeah, no, Paul's right. He'll resume in the missile in a fortnight.
And Glenn Schofield booked. Chris, has he done much trialling or anything like that this time in?
He's had two trials, Paul. Most recent one last Tuesday here at Broadmeadow, pleased in the trial. And, look, he still looks pretty big in condition, as you would imagine, this time of his preparation. But he seems to have come back quite well.
Quite a few good chances today for you, Chris. We'll start with Upscale, this mare in the third race. Look, she finds a pretty hot fillies and mares race here. But she's been competitive this prep. But how do you rate her chances today?
Yeah, I think the most important thing with her, she's coming back to 1,100. The last two runs at 1,200. She's been competitive, but I do think she's just a little more effective at the 1,100, and the gap between runs certainly suits her. So she'll get a chance there today.
Chris, time out of mind in the fifth, an interesting sort of galloper, was entered in Brisbane. I'm gathering he's running here. What do you make of him? His first up win was terrific, and then his second up run didn't seem to have much luck.
No, he was... He drew a bad gate his most recent run at Warwick Farm, and Glenn said he was just forced to go a little earlier than he would have preferred. And that left him a little wanting the last 100 metres or so. But small field today, he's probably better suited when there's good solid tempo. So whether we get that in a small field remains to be seen. But the horse has come on well, and he has got a good enough turn of foot if he gets the right type of setup.
What about Sound Proposition in the sixth? Really impressive win last start on the heavy track. How did you sort of come about getting this horse, and what's he shown you? Did you expect that at Randwick the other day?
Donors contacted me a while ago, thinking they might leave him in Australia at some stage after his Brisbane preparation. So I was quite happy to receive a horse like that. He's a high-quality horse. He's a Group 1 winner in New Zealand. They always thought he'd be better suited on firmer ground. His most recent run was probably an improving type of track that day, and he got a pretty soft time. He probably gets a similar type of run today. Gives the impression the 1800 should suit him. He's probably well found now in the market with his weight, but he's certainly going well enough.
Yeah, and no, I thought it was a really impressive win last start. And Feline's in the seventh, I suppose. You know, punters have him pegged as a thousand. I have her pegged as a 1,000 metre specialist. Here she is today at 1100. She has had a couple of wins at that trip. Barrier one, probably a plus, Chris, for the getting the 1,100?
Yeah, it's a big help to her. Just gives her that chance to be a little closer without doing any work. And she's only got a short, sharp sprint. That's why she's probably more effective at 1,000. But the one alley certainly gives her that chance. And she's got a terrific Randwick record.
I was just going to say that. She seems to love that Randwick surface, doesn't she? That little bit of a... Today we might get close to a good four, but we're still going to be a winter good four even if we get there. So that sort of sting out of the track seems to be what she likes.
Yeah, very much so. She just likes that little bit of cush.
Let's have a look at the last Olympic Academy. Rachel King just said he can be a tricky horse. I think punters would agree with that. But his first up run was solid, Chris. And look, I've got to say, for a horse that's been tricky, at the end of the day, 41 starts. He's hit the Quinella on 15 occasions, including 7 wins. So, first of all, you've done a great job with him. But how's he going along this prep?
Yeah, I think he's come back well enough. He's just taken a while to switch on as he's getting a bit older. I think this run will probably top him off. He'll be right to go then, more so when he gets over a little bit further. He was okay first up, but want to probably see him again. And the other horse, Admiral Jello, I think he's a really nice horse in the making. Done a good job over the summer. He'd need the right run today, but I think if he got that, he could easily run into Arnold.
What's the best of them today, Chris?
Oh, I think without being standouts, I thought Sound Proposition, Upscale, Furlines all got their chance.
Actually, Chris, just with Admiral Jello in the last, is he going around? Is he first up today?
Yes, he is.
And how's he travelling?
Yeah, really happy with him. I think he's come back in really good order.
All right, Chris, best of luck today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Chris Lees with some good chances today at Randwick.
Yeah, keen to see a couple of his big guns come back to for the spring. Obviously, Le Romain up and running early. Look, he's the sort of horse, every time Chris brings him back, says the same thing. He's a little bit big, keen bit of condition. His first up stats are unbelievable.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Don't let that put you off. He just does carry a bit of condition, and as you've seen, he holds his form right through a prep. So
a horse, isn't he?
He is. He's a great horse, puts himself in the right spot, and be one of those ones you'd love to have your name next to his name, wouldn't it?
You watch her for, absolutely. Just before we get our next guest up, I might just run you through the scratchings briefly. We'll run you through all of them in detail in about half an hour's time. But for Randwick today, race one is clear. The second race take out 2 Appoint Percy, 5 Care to Think, 2 and 5 out of race 2. Third race, number 9, Shamai comes out, number 9. Fourth is clear. Race 5, there's a few scratchings. Kings of Leon, number 1, 3 Cadogan, 4 Damn Ready, 6 Nick Tock, and 12 Woomera. So 1, 3, 4, 6, and 12. The sixth race is clear. The seventh, take out 7 Magic Alibi, number 7. Race 8, it's 1 Lord Von Costa, 2 Your Way, 1 and 2. And race 9, it's 5 Del Prado, 14 Minor Freccia, 16 Imanui comes out of that race as well. Now on Racing HQ, Mark Connors is joining us. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
Super 2, this very exciting filly. All the trial watchers have been singing her praises, of course, since that brilliant 12-length heat win, I think it was, about a week ago. Are you keeping a bit of a lid on it?
Yeah, we're trying to. You know, she trialled really well that day and, just done what she had to do. She'd had a 2 weeks previously, she had a pretty easy trial here at Warwick Farm, and we just wanted to have a nice sort of blowout so she was ready for this race today.
Mark, when you say a nice blowout, you know, a 12-length win, running sizzling time, you know, as a trainer, as a punter, it's great to see that happen. As a trainer, do you sometimes think, geez, don't want to leave it all on the trial track?
Yes and no. I just don't think the horses in the trial really chased her that day either. They all were happy to sort of sit back and just go to line under a pretty good hold. She's been in trials here before that she's won, and they've run exactly the same time that she's won by a length. So I suppose it's sort of hard to get a guide on in that regard. But all I can do is take a line through her, and we were happy the way she went and come through the trial fantastic, and we're here today to read the race.
Well, the form lines around her, Mark, terrific, aren't they, from last prep and sort of the prep before that. Fourth to Kentucky Miss down the straight at Flemington, and then a second to Sprite down the straight in a Group 3 during the peak of their carnival. So she's got that depth of form. She looks to be trialling in terrific order. Got a nice barrier today. Can you see anything sort of not working out to plan there this afternoon?
Well, so far everything's sort of panning out nicely. So we just got to hope everything goes right in the run, and Dean gets her a nice ride, and I think she'll be running well.
Do you think she has to lead today? I think we've got a little bit of speed in the race, probably with the likes of Star Crossed, It would be the most obvious that could take you on, but Lion Couchant drawn wide presses forward. You've got the inside gate from all of those other speed horses.
Yeah, that's right. I think she'll be going forward. That's what she does. She's just a fast horse. So, you know, if, realistically, if they probably want to lead her, they'll be going very fast. So it's probably not going to do them any good anyway. So, you know, same again. We just have to worry about ourselves and we'll just go out there to run our race and hopefully everything goes well in that regard.
We haven't seen her for a while, Mark. I believe she had some bone chips removed after her last run about Christmas time.
Yeah, she had a small chip removed from a fetlock after that last run at Canterbury. And that day, just things didn't even look right from the time she hit the ground that day. She never had the customary speed she usually does. And she fought on well around third, but it just wasn't her. And after the race, we found that. So that was taken out. And, you know, we've had no drama since.
Mark, lay down the law. Looks as though it'll get her on in the last. First of all, are you going to run if you do get in? And, look, he's done an amazing job for a 9-year-old since you've taken him over. Credit to you. He's had the 6 starts, 2 wins and 3 placings. The owners have to be happy that he ended up in your yard.
Yeah, well, he's going to run, and he's actually got a run now. Cathy O'Hara's going to ride him. He's racing in career best form, as you just said, and, you know, he'll go forward today from that barrier, and I'm sure he'll be in the sort of first 3 or 4. And the favourites have sort of all got the form around with him, so hopefully he can be in the finish as well.
Have you seen enough of him to sort of get an idea of a good 4 today around that range? Is that not going to suit him compared to most of his form, which seems to be on soft and heavy?
Yeah, whether it gets to a good 4 today will probably be debatable, but, you know, I think a good 4 at Randwick would be probably a soft 5 anywhere else anyway.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we're saying. So if it is a good 4 today, it'll be a very genuine winter good 4, I'd imagine. Mark, thanks for coming on this morning, and good luck with Super 2, and obviously lay down the law in the last. Adds a bit of interest if you're alive in the quaddie.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, Mark Connors joining us on Racing HQ. We're really looking forward to seeing that filly go around. I see she was electrifying, wasn't she, that trial?
She was, and when you have a look at that form, you know, I know she's short, she's well found, and she looks too obvious, but the depth of the form behind her makes it very hard to go against.
She'll skate around Randwick today, I think, with the rail out.
And by the sound of that, she's going to lead too, you know, so if the others want to take her on, as Mark said, good luck to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I need to go fast, that's for sure. Now, plenty more interviews to come this hour. If you missed some of the earlier tips, Tony Brassel was on earlier this morning. He liked Sydney race 1, number 4, Colossimo, and race 7, number 2, Felines. And at Doomben, he was keen on race 4, number 3, Denarius. And we had Nathan Exelby. He was keen on 2 at Doomben as well. Race 1, number 4, Snapchat Girl, and race 8, number 9, Jackpot. We'll take a break. Back soon on Racing HQ.
Day and night, Sky Sports Radio provides the winning edge to your punting day on the National Racing Service.
Time and time again, Tab Market Movers find you the winners.
Five Almighty Zeus, $21 into $9, second, third fate behind the odds on pick number 4.
Kato's running on well, Almighty Zeus, Kato flaming it, they hit the line, Almighty Zeus first up.
Tab Market Movers, covering every racing code right throughout the National Racing Service.
On Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today and a $100,000 projected quaddie pool at Wentworth Park tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian offer the opportunity to own and race the half-brother to champion three-year-old Who've You Got You. Our colt is by sensational sire Fastnet Rock from Temple of Peace, a stakes place winner of 3 races. Who've You Got You was a dual Group 1 winner of 10 races, including the Alumba Stakes, Caulfield Guineas, and won over $3.25 million. Join the Dynamic Gay and Adrian team to race the Fastnet Rock half to Who've You Got You. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you love a $125,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ, great to have you with us on Sky Sports Radio as we continue our interviews this morning. Having had a chat thus far to Rachel King, Mark Connors and Chris Lees, we'll be chatting to Hugh Bowman again very shortly. Now, plenty to look forward to as we head towards the Everest as well. Chautauqua at $4.60. Caravaggio, what did you make of his run the other night, Paul?
Yeah, I thought it was a good run in the July Cup there at Newmarket. I've been to Newmarket, and it's nothing like Randwick, that's for sure. It's uphill, and it's a steep uphill sort of finish, the last sort of 200, 300 metres. Caravaggio got to the outside of that track, which may or may not have been the ideal part of the track to be. Kept finding the line, wasn't beaten far against absolute top-quality sprinters. Yep. So, you know, if he'd won the race by a head, we'd all be saying, yeah, undefeated, what a superstar. He got beaten by a narrow margin into fourth, and the sort of wrap, kind of the gloss came off him a fraction. But, you know, I think, look, he'd had a magnificent mix if he could get over here. Because at this stage, most of the horses that are confirmed in the Everest are basically TJ Smith horses from the year before and the year before that. So to get something different in there like a Caravaggio just adds so much more intrigue to the race. So hopefully they come out. Obviously, the ATC and Racing New South Wales are doing everything possible to get him out, including building this track out at Canterbury, letting him do some work on. So, look, it's all for the right reasons, and let's hope he does come out here because it would add a heap of intrigue to that race.
Indeed, he would. Lots going on for the ATC, isn't there? I don't know if you caught.
I did, yeah. Brett Devine
earlier
yeah.
today, but gee whiz, they're really pouring some money in, aren't they?
And they are, and it's great to see. The industry's in a good space, and it's good to see the money going back.
Yeah, my word, absolutely. Looking forward to that as well. All right, it's nearly 7:30. We've run through some of your scratchings. A few important ones coming out there too. We mentioned Mark Connors going to lay down the law, getting the run now, because I'm a newie came out recently also. So 16 out of the final event, not a bad betting race, that last race on the card. All right, as I mentioned earlier today, we saw Racing New South Wales bring out the announcement this morning across so many media outlets about this racehorse retirement home. We're looking forward to seeing that. Some of the top thoroughbreds will be retired there after their racing careers are finished and retrained, I suppose, for life off the track. And things like show jumping, I think there's a big equestrian ring there. Also, police horses might come out of it, and certainly lots of other post-racing activities for horses. It's between Lithgow and Mudgee. It's called the Bandanora Equestrian Centre. They've purchased the 2,600-acre property, and it's 1,050 acres. It's also going to be a Living Legends stables there as well, Paul. So I don't know if you've been to Living Legends down in Victoria. I went down there a couple of years ago. That's always worth a
trip. Yeah, I haven't been down yet. Obviously, a lot of people go and have a look there. It'd be great to see a couple of those old horses and reminisce about the various times. You know, you remember them. I know Grand Ami we lost during the week, and, you know, you immediately start thinking back of some of Grand Ami's great wins and even some of his great seconds. I remember the race. It was the BMW, and he raced against Maccabi Diva at Rose Hill, and I remember I was watching it down on the fence, and Grand Ami had shot to almost an unassailable lead on the turn, and I'm pretty sure Glenn Boss was on Maccabi Diva and got her to the outside, and you wouldn't have thought she was going to get there, and then with 100 metres to go, not only was she going to get there, she went straight past Grand Ami. So sometimes it's not even the winning races that you remember most about some of these horses, and Grand Ami won a stack of Group 1s. He was unlucky in a Cox Plate. He won 2 Queen Elizabeths, you know, so he was a great horse in his own right.
He beat Lonro in his last race start, of course, in the Queen Elizabeth.
He spoiled the party there.
Yeah,
and
look, Craig call, that one, wasn't it?
That was a great call. I saw it yesterday on Sky. It was a fantastic call. And that's the beauty of going back to these, you know, say the old farms where these horses can retire and live out their days. If you're a racing fan and you get the chance to go and have a look at them, it'll definitely bring back a lot of good memories.
Yeah, that's a great initiative from Racing New South Wales with that property due to get up and running soon, I'm sure. Hugh Bowman, locked in the battle for the Sydney Metro Jockeys Premiership, is now with us. Good morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Heard you've had the flu. Are you feeling a bit better?
Oh, feeling a lot better. Yes, young Paige, our youngest, was struggling with it early last week and caused a little bit of TLC for mum and dad in our bed. And next thing, we all had it. So, anyway, the back end of last week was tough, but we got through and ready to go this week.
Yeah, I can relate to Huey with a 5-week-old at home at the moment and trying to keep him as healthy as we can so I don't catch it. Most importantly, isn't it, Huey? You don't want the dad to get it. There's nothing. The kids are bad enough if they've got it. We don't want dad to get it.
Yeah, exactly right. We don't need dad having the man flu now, do we?
We don't. Our wife certainly don't want us getting the man flu. There's nothing worse for them. All right, Hugh. Well, let's start with a bit of the charity work you've got coming up, or not work, things you want to do off your own bat here. We've got Kokoda now. Jason, surprisingly, he's done Kokoda. So, Jace, pass it over. Tell him what he's in for.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Hugh. It's not the easiest walk you'll ever do. There's no flat spots in Kokoda. It's all uphill or downhill. And it's a lot of mud, and it's a lot of hard work, but it's one of the most rewarding things I ever did in terms of treks I've done around the world, and it's certainly a very emotional sort of trek as well. I'm sure you're really looking forward to getting out there. How's the training been going?
Well, I haven't done any. So
he wouldn't have either. He won't be joking. He won't have done any. Now, Hugh, while you've got our audience here, our Saturday morning punting crowd, give us the backstory as to why you're doing this walk.
Well, I was approached some time ago to go on the trip to raise money for the Mark Hughes Foundation, which is obviously doing research for brain cancer, and, of course, the National Jockeys Trust. So Cathy O'Hara's coming along, Corey Brown, Stephen Bassett from Melbourne, and also Chris Smith, who we see representing Meyer at a lot of the major carnivals in the fashion department. So the five of us are going over there in aid of these two charities, but also for me, from a personal point of view, it's something I've always wanted to do. And when the opportunity arose, I jumped at it. And, you know, I'm really hoping I can gain some knowledge and learn a lot about, you know, what the Anzacs went through on the Kokoda trip. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's an amazing history there. We actually found bullets on the track, and you said you do see all the old gun pits that are still there that haven't overgrown yet.
And also up to Tamworth, Huey, to support the Jones family. Can you just give us a quick background on what's going to be happening there?
Well, obviously, it doesn't need to be brought to anyone's attention, the terrible accident that happened up in northwest New South Wales a few months ago with the fatal injury of Darren Jones. And he leaves behind his wife, Sheridan, with two disabled children to care for the rest of their lives on her own. So, you know, this is something that's really touched me. And, you know, I think it's very close to all the jockeys. And, I've been asked to go and say a few words and be present at the charity night. So anyone that is or around the Tamworth area on that date, I really recommend you make the effort to come and support this, because this is a tragedy that's happened. And like I said, when I was approached to go up, I thought it's the least I could do to make my presence felt. And again, you know, I'm looking forward to it and hoping that we can raise some much needed funds for Sheridan and her family.
Greg Radley will be emceeing that night, and I think Malcolm Johnson's heading up as well on August 24 at the Tamworth Jockey Club, so August 24, and you can find details online there. And in terms of the Kokoda Trek, Hugh, I know it's walkingtohelp.com.au, walkingthenumber2help.com.au. I think you had family, didn't you, that fought at Kokoda?
Not at Kokoda. My great-uncle, who, ironically enough, I was named after, was killed in battle in the Second World War, along with his cousin and other relatives. But, you know, like most people in Australia, you know, have some sort of connection to one war or another. And although we haven't seen it in my lifetime, you know, or had it witnessed as close to my family, it's certainly something close to everyone in Australia.
Yeah, great to pay our respects indeed.
Yeah, no, great effort, Hugh, on both fronts there. And, look, let's get stuck into today's races at Randwick. Obviously, we've already discussed the premiership. You know, he's coming to a close, and you and Brenton Abdullah going hammer and tongs for it. You've got a decent-looking book today. The one I'm most interested in, we'll just start with it, is Spending to Win for Peter and Paul Snowden in the fifth. I thought went super first up off the outside gate, much smaller field today and a better draw. What are your confidence levels there?
Yeah, I'm very confident. The race sets up very well, and a couple of main dangers have been withdrawn, which makes it even better. So, no, he's an exciting horse. He's got much better form than the horse he meets here this afternoon. So, you'd expect on his first up win, first up placing, that he really should be winning this afternoon.
So, a lot to hear. Felines in the seventh, Huey. Another one that looks one of your better rides of the day.
Yeah, again, she looks well placed. Didn't race quite as well as she has been on the what appeared to be a heavy track last start. So, back on top of the ground. She's got some weight, but I think the 1100 sets up well for her. And she should get the perfect run from Barrier 1.
Now, a ride that you probably haven't been on recently, at least, was Kings of Leon, but you would have obviously seen him go past you on Spending to Win last start, and you've got aboard him today. Looks another nice ride.
Yeah, I take the reins on him, and, you know, if the form stands up out of that race at Warwick Farm, it would be very nice for me. But he looks a lovely horse. He's been racing consistently well this preparation, and I thought he was really strong through the line the other day. Speed map, not that I get involved in them, but, you know, just looking through the race, it could be a bit tricky getting a really nice run on him. So it'll be interesting to see how the pace is and where I end up, but he certainly looked a class horse for the race.
And early in the day, in the first race, actually, Colosimo, Tony Brussels, one of his best bets of the day. Obviously, you probably haven't had much to do with her before. She's now with Chris Waller. She's been trialling well. At least you would have seen the trials, Hugh.
Yeah, I haven't been on her. So I'll be guided by the stable when I get to the races as to where they think she's at. But she appears, I'd imagine she'll get a pretty good run from that draw, and it certainly looks a winnable race for her, but I really don't know much about her.
Upscale in the third for Chris Lees. You'll know a little bit about her. Has she been just a touch disappointing, or has there been a few excuses of late?
No, I was really happy with her first up. Second up, I thought she was a bit flat. She didn't race quite up to the mark that I felt she was going to, but she was only 12 or 13 days between those two runs, and I think Chris has just given her a bit more of a gap. Back in trip, the best form's over 1100, and those last two runs have been 1200. So I'm prepared to forgive her for the other day, but she did disappoint me slightly. But I was really pleased with her run two starts back.
And the other two chances today, Hugh, were Dorf Star in the fourth for Clary Connors, and then in the last we've got Admiral Jello for Chris Lees. Chris said he's very happy with Admiral Jello. You don't do a lot of form and speed maps, but have you had a look at these two reasonably closely?
Well, Dorf Star, I'd say, will be run off its legs in the early stage. It looks a lot of pace in a 1,000-metre race, dropping back in trip from the other day. And I haven't spoken to Chris, but, you know, stay or resuming, I'd imagine I'll just ride it where it's comfortable and, you know, ride it to hit the line strongly, and that'll be its best chance of winning.
And Admiral Jello, have you had a look at that one in the last?
That's the one I'm talking about, yeah, Chris, sorry. Please. Yeah.
Dorf Star?
Yeah, Dorf Star is... Again, I'd imagine I'll be back in the field, back to 1,000 metres. Looks good pace, so I'll just let it be where it's comfortable and try and flash down the outside or split the middle.
Just weave your magic, Hugh.
Wherever there's room.
That's right. What's your best ride or best rides today, Hugh?
I've got three good ones: Spending the Win, Felines, and of course Kings of Leon. So, I guess probably Spending the Win, just the fact that the race has fallen away so much.
Well, you ride Kings of Leon in the Winx is Coming handicap, which is, I guess, topical, because Winx is certainly coming. You must be looking forward to getting on her back again in the trial on Monday.
Certainly am, yes. I rode her yesterday morning, actually, the first time I've been on her this prep, so excited about her trialing on Monday, and all systems go for the spring. Spring is in the air.
Indeed it is. How did she feel when you got on her?
Pretty good, yes. She's come back very well. So, no complaints. It'll be interesting to see how she trials. She's never won one, so not that it's going to worry me whether she wins or not, but it'll be interesting to see anyway.
As always, there'll be plenty of interest on Monday morning, Hugh, and plenty of interest today as we head into the closing stages of the Sydney Jockeys Premiership. It must mean something to you to have delayed taking time off to try and win the Premiership once again.
Well, it certainly does. I mean, you get nothing for it, but personally, I think it's a great honour, and it shows consistency throughout the year, which I really strive for on a personal level. And, ultimately it wouldn't change my life if I didn't win it, but it's something that, it'd be very nice to do given that I'm in a position to do it.
Yeah, exactly, Hugh. Thanks for coming on this morning. Best of luck out there this afternoon at Randwick. Of course, enjoy Monday with Winks, all eyes on there, and good luck, of course, with heading to Tamworth and, of course, heading across to the Kokoda Trail. And we look forward to spring and the new season and all that has to offer. And thanks so much for giving us your time, Hugh. Never, ever knocks us back for an interview.
All the best, Hugh.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Okay, there's Hugh Bowman with some great mounts today. And as always, really looking forward to seeing Hugh getting bored at Winks again.
Oh, yeah.
Another campaign.
As we said, it's not far away. The winter lull, which we haven't had, we're already straight into spring now with Winks trialling on Monday. So won't there be a bit of press and coverage on Monday morning, a quiet Monday morning in late July?
We're blessed, aren't we, to see her, still in the form of her career and just continuing to thrill us every preparation. She just seems to be, perennially brilliant.
She is. No, we've been blessed with champions in the last sort of 10 to 15 years. And she's got the mantelpiece at the moment.
All right, so time now to have a chat to Paul Snowden. Good morning to you, Paul.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. Some really nice chances today. Paul will ask you about sprinting to win Stain and could have been in a moment, but I want to just touch on your two runners in this first race. Drackery's the Snitzel Colt. He wasn't beaten far on the Skyline last start. He's first up off a good trial and Assimilate, that nice Sebring Colt. I thought he really finished the race off well at Kembla the other day to win his first start. Can you give us a run through of your two chances there in race one?
Yeah, look, Drackery's, just like you said, he's coming through a group race last start, and he's, I suppose, important for him. He's back on a dry track. He hasn't seen one yet, so certainly going to be a plus for him. And he's trained up well. He's trialled well on two occasions. He's a more relaxed type this time in, and he's certainly building in his trials and hit the line strong. So definitely get a guide on after today just to see where we sit with him. Assimilate was he's a very good winner, I thought, at Kembla. He's a horse that has done a lot wrong in his trials and at home at work, and just setting my way to the provincials to try and, hopefully escalate that education, and be interested to see how he's improved from that leading into today with it's got to be a bit of a field amongst, the runners that he's against today.
Well, let's head to the third, Paul, with Secret Trail. She's been racing well this prep. I thought she closed off strongly there behind Ice Rich last start. Do you think she's in the right sort of race today?
Yeah, similar grade. It's a nice, lovely run off some good speed. It looks to be on paper, so that sets up for her running well. I think as long as she runs up to the Warwick Farm bunch, she's going to be well in with a good show.
In the fourth as well, could have been, since you've had her, two starts, two wins. She seems in a winnable sort of race today, and again, the stack of speed, will that suit?
I think so. Certainly gets her into a nice, relaxed rhythm if there is so. Couldn't see too much leading Mark Connor's horse there today. It was quite sharp at the trials, wasn't it, the other week? But, she's certainly trained on lovely. She worked good on Tuesday this mare, and she's in a good spot.
What's she shown you as far as potential goes? Obviously, two from two, she can't do much more what she's done, but she's been working through the grades. Is there still more upside with her?
Well, she's doing some little things wrong too. She wanted to run off at the turn at Canterbury and balance the way back up again and hit the line good. So there's still a little bit left in the tank, I feel. She's racing under her belt. She seems to keep improving. Look, she's unexperimentally raced. She hasn't had a lot of starts, and we've looked after. She had a month in runs from her first up to her second up win. So Yeah, we'll definitely see where we sit after today, that's for sure.
Now, we just had Huey on, Paul, and he nominated Spending to Win as perhaps his best ride of the day. It looks a good race on paper. How's he come on from that first up run?
Yeah, it's good. The winner's a tidy horse that beat him the other day. I think he's got a real good turn of foot in him, which he's proved in the past, King's Leon. So, yeah, he just got him late. Obviously, with the run under her belt today, hopefully there should be no excuses.
Really interesting runner in the seventh. That's a good idea. Resuming from a spell, you only have to look at his stats. All nine career victories have been on good tracks. We're at Randwick today, late winter. What do you think about his chances? Does it really come down to how this track plays today?
Yeah, look, I think there's definitely an upgrade in it pretty early in the day. It's a pretty good track we're running on today. And I think he's going great, the horse. I think he proved that in his last trial. He's very sharp. Wanted to get on with the job, and he's certainly working like that at home. The weight's probably not a big concern. He's a big horse, and he carries weight very well. But the calibre horse that he's racing against is obviously a massive drop to what he's been used to. So, I think he's going to run extremely well.
And then we come to the last, where number 15, Stain, first emergency, has definitely got a run. Picket fence is next to its name. A lot of punters will be having this one going for them in the quaddie if they're still alive, Paul. And he seems to be a horse that's just charging through the grades.
He is. He's a winner, that's for sure. Wasn't entitled to win at Canterbury the other day, but I think he might have just favoured a bit in the going. It's a little bit shifty underfoot. He's certainly creating a nice record, heading the right way, and he's trained on lovely. He stays back at the 1500, but he's certainly fresh enough to run well again.
Paul, you've got a few in at Kembla Grange. I won't run through all of them today, but a pretty handy meeting down there. Severance looks one of your best chances in the third, and first starter Island Missile in the fifth.
Yeah, both horses place well, especially Severance. Comes against the older horses in the maiden down there, but he's run, he's caught deep and had to take off a little bit early the other day in the Similac race, and just found wanting to last a little bit, so step up to 1400 certainly suits him off in favour of draw. Now the Missile is having his first start, he's styled well on a couple of occasions, so hopefully you get a nice run mid race, you can finish off, hit the line strong.
All right, Paul, best of luck today with all your chances.
Good on you, thanks guys.
No worries, Paul Snowden joining us there.
All good for Spending to Win fans.
Yeah.
Looking good, Jase.
I think it is.
I think they found my best bet of the day.
What price are we going to get, though?
Well, I'm on a better price than what it is right now, but it's firming. But I think it was $2.20 just before we came on air, so we'll get the update shortly.
It does look very hard to beat, doesn't it? And especially, as Huey mentioned, with several of the runners coming out. Time now to have a chat to Matt Dale. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning.
Three good chances today. Paul will ask you about a couple of them in a moment, but I want to ask you about this filly you've got on the fiddle. It looks a promising three-year-old. Really chased hard there at Goulburn, I thought, last start, and seemed to win with something in hand.
Yeah, he did. He's a progressive three-year-old looking to step out in trip. He has had a breeding operation. That's why he had a year off there from his two-year-old win to his sort of the next run that he gave him at Canberra a year later. He had a tight forward operation, so he is screaming to get out in trip, but we're just taking him sort of very gently, hence the sort of 12, 13, now 1,400 metres, but he's showing good signs.
What about Clipper, Matty, in race three? You'd love to have a stable full of these fillies. She's had seven starts, four wins, three placings, and she's already been around like four times, and she's had two wins, two placings, so she's familiar with the joint. She's got a lovely soft barrier. Any sort of tricks with her? She's obviously been down to Melbourne, now come back to your stable, but I suppose from Canberra, you're fairly central to both cities.
Yeah, that's right. Look, she's in very good form, as you can see, and her racing pattern allows her to do whatever you need it to do in the run. So, you know, she could lead, she could come from last, that filly, but predominantly we use a good gap barrier like that and sit right just behind the speed. And very honest filly that's done well on the back of her Caulfield run. Just opted for the 3 weeks between runs because it was the first trip away I'd ever given her. So opted with the 3 weeks back to Randwick, where obviously she's two from two this prep and drew a soft gate and got her down in the weight. So she does look well placed.
Yeah, she looks really well placed. Now, an interesting runner with an interesting name, race 5, number 8, Superstar Bob. shown plenty of ability from its four starts to date to no trial to go off. So can you fill us in whereabouts superstar Bobby and how he's come back this time in?
He's come back well. He's always been a big green horse where he stands over a lot of ground and sort of a big, immature-looking horse. He has filled out quite a bit this time through. He's had a couple of soft jump-outs for fitness, 800-metre jump-outs for fitness. Happy with where he's at on that front, but certainly will be improved coming through today. Obviously, a lot of scratchings in the race. So, you know, when acceptance was coming out, I thought he'd land into a nice soft spot with a genuine tempo. But as the scratchings have continued to flow through the week, it does look like it's, you know, a small field that will be doesn't look like there's much tempo there. So we'll have to ad lib after a couple of races. I'll come up with a plan as to how exactly we ride him. But an exciting horse that I think once he gets out to a mile, you'll see the best thing.
And, Matty, before you go, during the week, obviously you're based in Canberra, you've had plenty of success in the highways, you've bagged nine of them, and during the week a meeting took place between the Canberra and Racing New South Wales in regards to your future in the highways. What was the result of the meeting, Matt, and what's your expectations going forward?
The result of the meeting, initially we were advised that we may have been considered to be out of the highways in a few weeks' time, and the Canberra Racing Club, together with all the trainers and their owners, put together a case and met with New South Wales, Racing New South Wales on Wednesday, and the outcome of that was that Racing New South Wales has sort of deferred any decision for 3 months so they can have proper consultation and have a good look at what Canberra Racing Club put forward before making any decision.
It's great news. Great news because...
Oh, it is in the short term, particularly because, you know, initially we were thinking only a few weeks and a lot of people had horses programmed and a lot of owners had given trainers horses for that very reason. So it is good news. 3 months allows, like I say, proper consultation and plenty of thought to go into it.
Well, you certainly had a lot of success in Sydney, Matt, and certainly we like seeing you up here as well. You even took one down to Caulfield, I think, the mare Beatnik. She ran well last weekend.
Yeah, she did. That was her first run for me. Relatively tricky mare to place. She's got quite a high rating, and there was a nice race to kick her off at Caulfield, and she had to carry the big weight, but closed off really nicely. And just mapping out a program for her at the moment, actually.
And before we let you go, Matt, I know you're heading up to Randwick for today's races. Fell Swoop, the Everest. We've been talking about the Everest this morning. You've got a runner representative. First of all, take us through the excitement level of having a horse race for $10 million, and how's Fell Swoop coming along?
Yeah, the excitement level probably hasn't built too much just yet. It was sort of the stresses of getting a slot and then getting the horse back into work in one piece. And now that he's been back in and he just started a little bit of pace work this week, and very happy with how he's going. And I think the excitement will start to build from here on in as we sort of start to head toward a jump out and barrier trial situation and the sort of spring starts to approach. So sometimes you've got to stand back a little bit and look at it, and, you know, you shake your head at $10 million race. It's pretty unbelievable. If you had asked me, you know, 5 years ago, or told me 5 years ago we'd have a runner in a $10 million race, you'd think you were kidding. But, the excitement will build, and very happy with the horse. And it's a big coup for a Canberra stable and a big bunch of owners to get a horse in such a high-profile race.
Is he back in work now?
Yeah, he is. He just started a bit of pace work this week.
All right, Matty, well, your slot owner or your slot shareholder, how do you call it? You're in a deal. You might as well give them a plug, seeing as they've you've come this together. And who are you representing, or how does this slot work?
Yeah, absolutely. We're wrapped to be involved with Inglis. Inglis bought a slot and committed to the Everest for 3 years, and each and every year they'll assess through expressions of interest, you know, a suitable candidate to race in their slot in conjunction with them. And this year we were lucky enough to secure that slot place, and both myself and the owners are privileged to be joining forces with Inglis and taking on the Everest.
Just a quick one, Matt. Do we know what they're going to do with jockey silks yet? Does Inglis cover a set of silks? Do you cover Fell Swoop's owner's silks? Have we got that far yet?
Yeah, with jockey silks, each slot holder will obviously negotiate a different situation. Part of our negotiations was that Fell Swoop will race in an Inglis set of silks, but that's they're yet to be finalised, and I'm sure they'll be put out there once they are. So, yeah, we're excited about all these different things that come along with such a new concept like the Everest.
Who do you think might be on board? Any ideas yet?
I'm still working on that, actually. No announcement there.
I'm sure you haven't had any phone calls, Matt.
There's been a few, but that's over the next sort of fortnight. I'll start to hone in on a jockey for him.
Yeah, nice problem to have. Well, a few good chances today, Matt. Lots to look forward to. Thank you for your time this morning.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
Matt Dale with very good chances today. I think on the fiddle, I think I called him a filly, but a nice gelding, this one, three-year-old going places, and Clipper, he's just very consistent.
Yeah, look, and Clipper's come through the highways as well. I personally think the Canberra trainers and the depth of horse they have down there adds so much depth to these highways, so it'd be a shame if they did get bumped out of them because I think from a punting viewpoint, people like to have names they know, horses they know, and Canberra definitely provide a lot of that.
You want big fields and you want competitive racing.
You do. I think the beauty of the highways is how competitive they've been.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'd be a shame if we started to lose some of the shine. But in saying that, I'm sure other trainers would fill the void if Canberra had to go, but I just don't think you'd have the same depth, personally.
No, I agree wholeheartedly, Paul. All right, we're going to run through some scratchings now on Racing HQ. Paul will be back in 5 or 6 minutes' time, and we'll have Mike Fraser as well, along with Jared Middleton from TAB to start that Sydney preview. But here are the scratchings now for Royal Randwick. The rail is out 10 metres and we're on a soft 5 surface. The penetrometer 5.42. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 2 A Point Percy and 5 Care to Think, 2 and 5. Third race, 9 Shamai, number 9. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, take out 1 Kings of Leon, 3 Cadogan, 4 Dam Ready, 6 Nick Tock, 12 Woomera. 1, 3, 4, 6 and 12. Race 6, the scratching is 5 Leopari, number 5. Race 7, scratch 7 Magic Alibi, number 7. Race 8, 1 Lord Von Costa and 2 Your Way, 1 and 2. In the 9th, it's 1 Zinzanetti, 5 Del Prado, 14 Minor Freccia and 16 Imanui. 1, 5, 14 and 16 for racing today at Royal Randwick. Kembla Grange scratchings now, and we have a good 3. And the rail is out 3 metres the entire circuit. In the first race, no scratchings. Race 2, 6 Momentum to Win, 8 Severance, 10 Indy Showgirl, 11 Just Gorgeous. 6, 8, 10, 11. Race 3, take out 1 Tokamuchi, 2 Trust Who, 1 and 2. Race 4, 11 Smart Venture, number 11. Race 5, 1 Chief Kidder, 4 Nicochet, 10 Whiskies and Diamonds, 1, 4 and 10. Race 6 is clear. The 7th, take out 7 Choice Lager, 10 Excited Prince, 12 No Interest and 18 Bogey, 7, 10, 12 and 18. And race 8, it's 2 Mount Omai, 6 Stormon, 11 Irenic, 2, 6 and 11 for racing today at Kembla Grange. And our final New South Wales meeting at Lismore, where we have a soft 7 and we're on rail in the true position. Only scratchings there in race 2, 13 is out, race 2 number 13. Race 4, take out 4, 15 and 17, and in race 5, 7 is out of that race, race 5, number 7. Now to Flemington. Scratchings today, where we have a good 4, and the rail out 3 metres the entire circuit. Race 1, number 9, Best Suggestion, number 9. Race 2, it's 8 Lining, number 8, the third is clear. Race 4, number 10, Little Indian, race 4, number 10. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 5, Don DeRemo, number 5. Race 7, 11 Argus, number 11. Race 8 is clear. And race 9, take out 4 Jaws of Steel, 8 Magna Rock, and 13 Hot Hustler, 5, 8 and 13. That's Flemington. Doomben, we have a good 4 surface, and the rail's in the true position. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 2 Anymore, number 2. Third race, numbers 1 Pure Luck, 7 Proof Perfect, 8 YPO, 10 Black Mink, 11 Don't Stutter, 12 Felino Bell, 14 Pinstrike, 16 Suerte, 17 Few Too Many, 20 Willowbrook Wonder and 21 Brains. So that's 1, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 14, 16, 17, 20 and 21. Race 4, take out 2 Upscale, 4 Sir Donald, 9 Wigglesworth, 2, 4 and 9. In the fifth race, numbers 2 Song 1, 9 Time Out of Mind, 10 Capo de Tutti, 11 Ignite the Light, 13 Plucky Girl, 2, 9, 10, 11 and 13. Races 6 and 7 both clear. In race 8, scratch 5 Sunny Victory, 10 Backslapper, 11 Know How, 13 Shoreline, 14 Lyricist and 19 Seeking Asylum, 5, 10, 11,
13, 14 and 19. And in race 9, scratch numbers 6, Fabier, 7, Bold Gypsy, 10, Hidden Budget, 16, Never So Serious and 18, Beyond Brave. 6, 7, 10, 16 and 18. Plenty of scratchings today at Doomben. At Morfettville Parks this afternoon, we have a soft 6 surface. The weather is fine. And the rail's out 9 metres from the 1,000 to the winning post and 6 metres the remainder. Scratchings are race 1, number 3, Can't Refuse, number 3. Race 2 is clear. 3rd, 6 Lord Smedley, 7 Orokay Overlord, 6 and 7.